The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John, Brian, and Dalton.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
We're going to spend the next 2 hours listening to plucking on the, you know. Good morning, everyone. It's Monday. You can tell Dalton's back, as always.
And you're happy to have me.
Some of our most highest rated programs are when you're with us.
Well, I'm irreplaceable.
You really are, and I'll tell you why. Because your father, when it was just, you know how he can go off and disappear while you and I are talking?
Uh-huh.
Well, he can't do that when you're not here. And so I'll ask him a question, and he'll be looking on his phone or something. I go, are you listening to me? Yeah.
I'm always present.
Yeah, right. No, sometimes we'll just be talking, and you'll be bent over trying to straighten your back out on your phone.
Or eating ravioli or something.
That's what he had for breakfast this morning.
Oh,
he's finished it. Luckily, he finished it before we started.
I mean, golly.
Belly aching and crying around here.
I don't know how he ate that this morning.
That Rouse ravioli.
How many calories?
390.
Ooh, that's a lot.
One sitting.
Well, that's breakfast. That'll get me through lunch.
Oh, yeah. You always skip a meal, don't you?
Here lately I haven't been.
Yeah.
Because I'm eating smaller.
Yeah, so, yeah.
300 here, 300 for lunch.
The urge gets there a little bit more.
Yeah, leaves me for dinner.
How was your weekend?
Very good. Very nice. Had a good weekend. Got some fishing in.
Did you really?
I did. Now that we don't have the coach's show, I actually have a day.
Saturday was really nice.
Yeah, that's the day I went.
Yeah.
Went Saturday.
Sunday, not so much. Sunday night. But
yeah.
But Saturday was really nice. This weather's really driving me nuts. It's like 3 days good, 3 days or 2 days bad. 3 days good, 2 days. I mean, that's the pattern, it seems like.
Well, you know? Every time we warm up,
it
rains, and then we get cold again. But
yeah.
That's spring.
And then
we're actually having a spring. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't usually have
usually
that.
Usually it goes from winter to summer.
Yeah, that's true.
I hate that part, too. Now, I'm not a big fan of super hot. Either. I mean, I love about 75, 80 for a high, you know. Yeah, go fishing weather.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I like the summer just because there's not as much to do in terms of
what did you do this
work.
Weekend?
I went to watch my daughter and son-in-law race their dog in Christiana.
Oh, they have dog races there?
It's not really a dog race, but it's something for you earn points the more things you do for the AKC or Kennel Club or something like that.
My and sister, their plan is to breed this dog.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to get his pedigree up.
Oh, so what kind of dog is it?
It's a
boxer.
Boxer, yeah.
Oh, won't she come and get the dog that she left?
That's a whole other discussion.
So it's like this little, it's a plastic ball, but it kind of simulates a rabbit. And they have it on this pulley, and they, you know, they'll start
it,
and it chases it, and they time them, and then they get points in place based on that.
They get a trophy?
Or I think it's more just
points
and stuff.
Well, don't tell Danny Brewer about this, or he'll be there every week. he'll be taking bets on the coach's show on a Saturday morning.
But they started doing that as an easy way to build his pedigree, and they were in Christiana. And invited me out to watch. I went one time in Lebanon when he did it last year.
So this is your second. So you must like it a little bit.
I mean, it's pretty cool little event.
More just.
And they asked me to come. So.
How many dogs are?
Let's see. The one in Lebanon, there were 50, 60 different dogs there.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you take Ladybug?
I did not. I didn't know what kind of atmosphere that would be.
Oh.
But
he used to take her everywhere.
You should see how fast she can race. To chase the rabbit, get her pedigree up.
My dog chases a rabbit every night because we got a rabbit nest in our backyard, and that dog can never catch that rabbit. Never.
And all of these animals, all of these dogs are purebred because they're part of the Kennel Club.
Excuse me. So is Chipper.
But, well, I mean, that's fine. Ladybug's not. She's
a mutt. You have three mutts in
Ladybug
your house.
Ladybug is...
She is...
one of the strangest she's looking dogs. She's a freak
dogs.
Of nature.
Yeah. She's one of the strangest looking dogs I've ever seen. Those ears are...
She's part of she's part rat terrier and chihuahua.
Has your eye ever been poked out by her ear? I mean, you know, it's bad.
No, when she shakes her head, you know, her ears flop and it kind of stings if she hits your arm doing it. Yeah.
Well, I wish we could continue this discussion. But we've got weather to look at. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. West northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into tonight, we're looking cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Southwest winds will stay around 5 miles per hour through the overnight. Tuesday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. West-southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
At McCabe Vision Center, we have added a full cosmetic line to the services that we provide.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
We provide laser treatments to get rid of those little brown splotches, surface blood vessels, as well as fine lines and wrinkles.
McCabe Vision Center.
Make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Maryland won its second round game in the NCAA men's basketball tournament on a game winner at the buzzer by freshman Derek Queen. A bank shot from the side, 72-71 over Colorado State. The Terps will play one seed Florida in the Sweet 16 Thursday night. The Gators eliminated UConn 77-75. In the East region, wins for one seed Duke and two seed Alabama. The late game went to Arizona, beating Oregon 87-83. Caleb Love scored 29 points. Wins for Kentucky, Ole Miss, and two-seed Michigan State advanced in a close one against New Mexico, eventually 71-63 the final. To the NBA, Miami got 42 points from Andrew Wiggins in a victory against Charlotte. Boston won its fifth in a row. Wins for Cleveland and Denver each on the road. And Oklahoma City won its sixth straight, beating the Clippers in L.A. 103-101. NASCAR win at Homestead, Miami for Kyle Larson.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning. It's 21 after the hour. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew. This is a Monday morning. And, you know, I meant to tell you, this is episode 1620. And spring break is only 5 days away. And Easter is where it ought to be, late in April. It's where it ought to be. don't you think?
It's a little later this year.
Yeah,
a lot later, actually.
It's in 28 days. So, but that's, I think the weather's better. There's a better chance the weather's going to be good. And
well, and it's the first Sunday after the first full moon after the first day of spring is how they pick Easter.
Wow, that was a lot to swallow there.
That's what it is. So it's the first day of spring was last week.
Yeah.
But there was a full moon right before that, so we've got to wait almost a month for the next full moon, and then following that is when Easter is, which is a weird, I don't know how they got to where they pick it that way. But
Easter's kind of weird, the way it's changed. We'll talk about that in our next segment, but how people dress and how people prepare for it. We'll talk about that, though. I do want to tell you that today we're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Yep, they are seriously looking at solar power. That's the solar power generation, you know. MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. To learn more, visit mte.com/prosolar. Boy, I guess we could talk a little bit about it now. I've got just enough time, but Easter, you know, everybody used to wear ties and coats and to church, and it's probably the biggest church day of the year, is it not?
For
one service, anyway.
It's Easter, Christmas, Mother's Day. Those are the big three.
Yeah, yeah. So all the mom and daddies have their sons or daughters come back, you know, family.
Easter is the one day a year I wear a coat to church, usually. I don't always wear a tie, but it is the one day I wear a coat.
Wow.
Yeah. That and sometimes Christmas, I'll wear one. But
times have changed. I used to wear a coat, and it was identical to my brother's. Oh, how embarrassing. We used to wear two little white coats. You thought it was embarrassing for me. You should have seen my brother. He was 8 years older than me. It's time for us to tell you that our good neighbor of the day is former State Representative John Hood. Today's good neighbor of the day for all of the good deeds he continues to do for anyone he can, and he sure has been an icon in this community. It's also his birthday today. John Hood's going to receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
One of the first voices here on WGNS, as a matter of fact. Send in your good neighbors by texting neighbor to our number, 615-893-1450.
And it's time for our spring break playlist. That's right. What is this? What dance move is that, Brian? I'm not really sure.
It's called the Stiff Old Man.
Well, you do it well.
I guess that's true because I can do it. That's Tones and I. That's called Dance Monkey. We've got more to come. 24 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
There are some treasures here at Bell Jewelers, up to 50% off, that are waiting to be discovered. Hi, this is Trevor at Bell Jewelers. So if you'd like to make a deal, come by here at Bell Jewelers. Just imagine yourself with a big old ring or nice bracelet or some nice big earrings. Like my granddad said, nothing sparkles like a Bell Jewelers diamond. Your favorite piece is just waiting to be discovered at Bell Jewelers. And it could be at our 50% off treasure chest. Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. The Tennessee Department of Health is confirming the state's first measles case in 2025 in a Middle Tennessee resident. The individual became infected with measles in early March and is recovering at home. Public health officials are working to identify other locations and people potentially exposed to the virus. There is currently an ongoing national measles outbreak involving over 300 cases in 11 states, including two deaths. Measles is a highly infectious and potentially fatal disease, which spreads very easily through the air when infected persons speak, cough, or sneeze. The Dixon County Sheriff's Office say one of their detectives has been arrested for multiple charges, including DUI. On Thursday, Detective Doug Kimbrough was pulled over by a Tennessee Highway Patrol officer. He was charged with driving under the influence, violation of implied consent, reckless driving, and possession of a handgun while under the influence. Dixon County says that Kimbrough is on administrative leave with no pay while an internal investigation is conducted. More news in 30 seconds.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A pair of young hikers that went missing in Hancock County have been found safe. The Tennessee Highway Patrol says the two boys were on a hiking adventure late Thursday and did not return home. The THP says they moved resources into the area and worked through the night to locate the pair. Search teams from nearby counties assisted as well. The hikers were found safe and returned home. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:27, and coming up, we've got Good Neighbor Events and another check of the forecast. First look at traffic, all that coming up around 6:34 this morning. Do you, I know Dalton is a, well, he goes, I think, because his wife goes, but you're a fan of Goodwill, Goodwill stores.
I like that little, the aisle with all the little weird trinkets.
Yes.
Megan calls it the garbage aisle, but that's where I tend to go to.
You have gotten me, you've gotten me hooked on that, going to the little trinkets, because I found a little thing for my remotes.
Oh, you can find all kinds of stuff. You never know what you're going to find.
Pretty little thing. And I bought a radio the other day that the alarm doesn't work. But the sound did. You know, the lights came on, the time. Uh-huh. That's all I wanted. I didn't want the alarm.
Right.
And I paid $1.50 for it.
That's nice.
You know?
I will say, Goodwill has bumped up their prices a little bit.
Yeah, they have. They have.
Which stinks. I don't understand why, because you don't have to. Goodwill does frustrate me a lot. I don't take stuff to Goodwill.
Yeah.
But I will go there to buy things. And the reason is, I really hate that I'm just giving you inventory for your store for free. And you're making nothing but profit.
True. I do it when I'm really my last resort. I just gotta get rid of it.
I would suggest maybe donating to the garden or greenhouse ministries.
Man, what a beautiful store.
And steered straight to Furniture and Thrift, which is on MLK Boulevard, because all of that money goes into their nonprofit. And Goodwill has a nonprofit arm too, but all of the money from those two, and they're local.
I typically put stuff for free on Facebook and just let people come and get it.
Well, here's a reverse trend to that.
Mm.
A man bought a painting at Goodwill, and he paid $2.99 for it.
$2.99.
Yeah, and he took it somewhere to get it checked out.
Yeah,
you know?
Appraised. Yeah,
and it turned out, you know how much it was? How what it was worth?
$2,000.
You're close. $2,875.
Wow.
Why can't that be my luck?
That's 100%. He made 100% on that.
Well, you guys know I have
more than that.
1,000%.
You guys know I have a lot of albums, you know, a lot of records, and I had some double copies, you know, and trying to figure out where to send it, you know, and they don't really pay you anything much for them, you know, and then rightfully so.
Yeah.
But mine were all in good condition. And I thought, well, I'll let Dalton look through them. But as I look through the albums, I go, well, there's nothing here that I know kind of what his taste is. There's nothing really there. So I was going to take him to Goodwill, then talk about the
Great Escape
store. Yeah, Great Escape. And but I did find somebody that took them. But, you know, you'll get a thing every once in a while that says, like on your internet, it'll say, your album could be worth, you know, $8 million, but there's so many things that it has to be, you know, like the Elvis Moody Blue album is blue, but they're not worth anything. But if you got a black one that were produced, maybe there were like 200 in the whole shebang, they're worth thousands. Is that not crazy?
Yeah, that's the same thing with baseball cards.
Yeah, baseball cards about just ruined them. Just went kind of ruined them out of the business. I mean, it got so big of a business, it's kind of messed it
up. Anytime something is sold as a collectible, it instantly loses its value.
Correct.
Like, once you start making it a collectible item, then it's not. Like, Beanie Babies, you remember, they were like, these are going to be worth so much money, and they're worth nothing. You can get them for $3.99 online, old ones. So it's,
that's really not a great business to be in, really. I mean,
there's a, it's a documentary, I think it's on Netflix, maybe, but it's about comic books and how the comic book industry basically just ruined collectibles. And it was with the death of Superman when they did that. They specifically sold it as a collectible comic book, and it's going to be worth, but they made so many of them that they're not worth anything.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like Ken Griffey Jr. cards, you know, baseball cards. Yeah. They had so many of them that it took down the value of it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Today in History. Find out what happened today.
Turn to Turner Security.
I really like our new shortened version of that.
I do, too.
You still have the old version, though.
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Roger Williams is granted a charter to colonize Rhode Island. That was in 1664. Tennessee Williams in 1955 wrote Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, and it opened up for 694 performances and made a movie out of it. 1958, Elvis Presley joins the Army.
Dear 5331-0761.
I bet no show has this.
Probably not.
The serial number for Elvis Presley. 1964, the Kennedy half dollars issued. Remember, they were popular at one time.
Very popular, yep.
In 1978, Wings released With a Little Luck. In 1980, ABC's nightly Iran hostage crisis program renamed Nightline. That's how it started. It was a report on the Iran hostage situation, and it became a regular show.
I stay still running.
Yeah, still running. And in 1999, The Matrix, written by the Wachowskis, stars Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne. And that's a look at Today in History. Coming up is Brandon Brooks. Stay with us, 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
Are you listening to me?
March 24th.
Yes, I hear you, Maggie.
1955.
No reason why we can't have a child whenever we want one.
The Broadway premiere of the Tennessee Williams play, Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. This date in 1980.
Good evening.
The ABC debut of Nightline. March 24th, 1995. The release of the comedy
Major Pain,
starring
Damon Wayans.
And this date in 1997. Harold Melvin of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes died after a stroke in Philadelphia.
I can't survive.
He was 57.
Can't stay alive.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
Without your love.
And that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into tonight, we're looking cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Southwest winds will stay around 5 miles per hour through the overnight. Tuesday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. West-southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Good morning, team. I was out with this wreck a few minutes ago over here in Donaldson on 40 westbound near the airport there at Donaldson Pike. Talk about wrong place, wrong time. There's a lot of traffic that's arriving in that area coming in from Hermitage, Wilson County. They're trying to get through Donaldson on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike as they work that accident. 24 is loading up westbound up through Antioch coming in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, there's only one name to remember, STR Towing and Recovery. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I've overrun with pests. But you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS is your local source of information and has been for 78 years. They need volunteers at Greenhouse Ministries. Come on over on Thursday mornings at 10 to their volunteer orientation at Greenhouse Ministries. Do you know how to use your computer? Or maybe your smartphone is giving a challenge. Well, the Rutherford County Library System is offering free computer classes. And if your phone is challenging you, just come on by the library and there's somebody there who can help you. Your Rutherford County Public Library System is there to help you. We Remember You, a caregiver support group for persons with Alzheimer's and dementia. We Remember You is held at 4 o'clock on the second Tuesday at the Villages of Murfreesboro. The Rutherford County Beekeepers Association meets on the first Monday night at 7 o'clock over at the Lane Agri-Park. It's a great way to learn about beekeeping. So that'll be 7 o'clock Monday night, April the 7th at the Lane Agri-Park. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony, then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years. It is the friendliest place you ever could hope to be.
Was the decision to move difficult?
No, it was just a really good change. I never, ever regretted a day of moving here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
20, that's an extra hee-hee in there. 21 before the hour, we've got Man on the Street Newsmakers coming up and the CBS Entertainment Report with Matt Wolf. We've got a lot of entertainment news here lately.
Yes, we do.
You take Rewind and Matt Wolf and, you know.
Our goal is just to entertain the masses.
Yeah.
Brian Banmiller on business has retired after 40 years at CBS.
Wow. Okay. I'm Brian Banmiller on business.
Does he spell his name B-R-Y-E-N?
B-R-I-A-N.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's wrong.
Spells it that way. Anyway.
He said he's wrong.
Our dad joke of the day today.
We have a guest dad joke
submission.
Oh, I love it when,
because nobody gets mad.
Right.
Okay.
Alan Farley.
Oh, he and Daryl Rigsby are getting into competition together,
yes.
I think.
He said he would be Daryl's apprentice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's never going to have to write another joke again.
Yeah.
Today I was struggling to get my wife's attention.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat down, looked real comfortable on the sofa. That did the trick.
It's not bad.
That always gets their attention, doesn't it? I knew it always worked for me. Oh, that's pretty good. Thumbs up, Brown. All right, we'll be back.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's legal team returns to court to appeal a federal judge's decision blocking deportations of alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. Attorney General Pam Bondi tells Fox.
This is an out-of-control judge, a federal judge trying to control our entire foreign policy, and he cannot do it.
A Ukrainian lawmaker is concerned as the U.S. and Russia begin ceasefire talks in Riyadh.
We were extremely disappointed and shocked by the recent statements by President Trump envoy Mr. Witkoff, because he is parroting Putin's propaganda, and we are very concerned about this.
U.S. Special Envoy insisting many Ukrainians want to be under Russian rule. Pope Francis woke up at the Vatican after he was released from the hospital in Rome, where he was treated for double pneumonia. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Thank you to everyone, the Pope said, with a frail voice.
CBS News.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Health officials have confirmed Tennessee as the 19th state to report a measles case in 2025, with the infection identified in Middle Tennessee. While specific details, such as the patient's location, age, or gender, have not been released, authorities say that the individual is under quarantine and recovering at home. Efforts are underway to determine the source of the exposure and assess whether others in the region may have contracted the virus. Symptoms of measles typically appear 1 to 2 weeks after exposure and include high fever, cough, runny nose, red eyes, and the distinctive rash. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warn that measles poses a serious risk, especially for children under 5, pregnant women, and individuals with weakened immune systems. Complications can range from pneumonia and encephalitis to premature birth and even death. The CDC also notes that infected individuals can transmit the virus before showing any symptoms. As of March, 378 measles cases have already been reported in 2025, surpassing the total number for all of 2024, with 2 measles-related deaths confirmed nationally. Meanwhile, in Franklin, protests are underway at the local Tesla dealership in response to widespread cuts enacted through Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency initiative organized by Invisible Tennessee. This demonstration is part of a coordinated effort that includes similar protests in Bartlett, Chattanooga, and Knoxville. Activists cite large-scale layoffs and contract terminations associated with Doge, along with concerns about Musk's broader business practices. Tesla, one of several companies led by Musk, has faced backlash amid these developments, drawing attention from both state and national advocacy groups. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Best haircut.
The best ever.
Get entertained.
No, darling, Charlie Pitts.
Save the life. Have a laugh.
And have some fun.
Charlie Pitts.
Old Foster Brooks one time got stopped at a roadblock. Sir, you're drinking. I'm going to give you a 501. He says, you better give me a 1002 because I got to come back through here in a few minutes.
You can get the best haircuts in town from Charlie Pitts.
Walk away with a smile.
615-895-3997.
Charlie Pitts.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The food's delicious at Adam's Place.
Well, I'm afraid the food is too good. I have a problem turning down the dessert.
Alan Butcher at Adam's Place.
But the food is wonderful. Danny and all the cooks and the servers back there are just wonderful to us. We have plenty to eat.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we got plenty of dog lovers here. All of us have dogs.
And they called it puppy love.
Premature. Premature.
He doesn't even know what you're going to talk
it's
about.
It's about a cat.
Meow.
That's a mean sounding cat.
Yeah.
Meow.
I got two stories to tell. One is my sister.
Ah,
she has a cat.
Because your sister, she's a cat lady.
She's, well, no, don't say that.
Not like a cat lady, but she likes
she
cats.
She likes cats.
She's a cat person.
Well, there's another cat in the neighborhood that has either fallen in love with Jay, her cat, or he just likes to follow him around. And what's happening is he's coming into the house, too. She's got a little flap, you know, on the door. And she said to run the cat out. And
well, he's just bringing his girlfriend home.
He looks very close. Well, she says Jay doesn't want to have anything to do with him, but he doesn't also, like, you know, snarl at him or, you know, anything like that or hiss at him. So
is it a boy cat?
It's another boy cat. Yeah.
Mm.
And so they're calling him Scarface because he's got like just a whole black face and the rest of it. He looks just like Jay. Well, my brother-in-law got scared because he opened the door and Scarface came in.
Mm.
And he wasn't expecting another cat. And so he just yelled and screamed at it. The cat disappeared. He has been frightened for life from Rick. But don't tell him I said that story. But here's the story. A cat has been returned to the owner after 7 years. Missing for 7 years. And he had a chip.
Oh, okay.
And finally, he was returned after 7 years.
So did he just wander off and stay?
Yeah. Gone. He was lost. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's unusual for a cat. Usually a cat can find their way back, but that's something. And no telling whether he lived with another family for a while or, you know, somebody fed him. Somebody had to feed him. You know.
Well, you look at that. Why didn't they take him to see if he had a chip? That's what, I don't know.
Well, a lot of people just probably wouldn't think about it, or I think he was one of those cats that they would come up and feed it, but they didn't let him.
Yeah, come like
in
a neighborhood
house.
Cat.
Yeah,
I got a couple of those. I don't feed them; my neighbors do. But I when I think of an animal being chipped, I rarely think of a cat
being chipped.
A dog comes up to my house and starts whatever, and I don't know the owner and can't find it on the collar. I'm thinking instantly, okay, it's got a chip. I'll take it to have the chip read. I don't think that with a cat. I don't know why.
Well, the people must have loved the cat that got it back because they chipped him, you know? I mean, 7 years.
I talked to Rutherford County Paws on Rutherford Issues last Friday, and I find it kind of interesting that at the shelter, they can't keep cats. People are adopting cats, and they've got a lot of dogs there, but they only had like 2 cats last Friday.
They're easier to take care of.
Mm. Well, and what I mentioned was, okay, so let's say you live in Murfreesboro. Well, it's not as much of a, you know, homeowner. It's more like condos or apartment living and things like that, and not a lot of space. And so cats are just easier to keep in an urban area than, you know, if you've got a house and a backyard and stuff.
Right.
Well, and we're all dog people, but I know a lot of cat people. And especially people my age, people I went to school with, whatever, a lot of them are cat people. Like, they prefer cats to dogs. Yeah. So we kind of get in our own little dog echo chamber, but there are plenty of cat people out there.
Yeah, we're being a little unfair to cat people. Yeah.
Can't.
Yeah.
People my age, there are probably more cat people than dog people.
They don't know what they're missing.
Well, I don't think you're the example.
Maybe they're thinking that you're missing something by not having a cat.
Cat.
Schmatt. If he doesn't like something, it's wrong.
I know. That's
we've
do you
talked
like
about
cats?
This a thousand. No, but I don't think it's wrong
it's
for
always,
people to like
it's
cats.
It's always irritated me about him too. Hey, birthdays, how about celebrating some?
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Okay. Well, we're not gonna say anything about this guy. No, this guy either. Okay, here we go. 1874, Harry Houdini. Famous magician and escape artist.
Watch me disappear.
You're going to need a bigger sign, a bigger TV to hide behind. 1902, Thomas Dewey. He was a Republican presidential candidate in 44, 48, and lost both times. He only got,
Thanks, Thomas. You're a loser.
He just put the loser sign on his head. Wow. 1909, Clyde Barrow, American bank robber. 1911, Joseph Barbera, American animator of Tom and Jerry, one of the shows. 1930, Steve McQueen, American actor called the King of Cool. He was in The Magnificent Seven and The Great Escape. In 1931, Connie Hynes, American actress. Nobody knows who this is, but she was the wife of the guy that played in Mr. Ed.
She married that horse?
No, not the horse, the guy. And 1973, Jim Parsons, he was in The Big Bang Theory. Boy, they keep wanting to have spinoffs of that show. It's crazy. All right, that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's the birthdays for yesterday. Dr. Tom Woolahan, Tina Hassel, Lori Gregory, Moses Davis, Chris Brock, and Daniel Hossie. Today, former state rep John Hood, Christy Srage, Joshua Heyer, Jennifer Bronson, Cliff Sharp, Aaron Pethke, Lynn Erica, Travis Emore, Jim Demas, and Joan Merriman.
Add to the list by calling or texting 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club.
Well, today's a good one. It's National Cheesesteak Day, so go out and get you a Philly.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into tonight, we're looking cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Southwest winds will stay around 5 miles per hour through the overnight. Tuesday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees, west-southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your wake-up crew forecast.
Right now, it's 50 degrees.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Good morning, starting a little bit heavier out here on I-40 as you come in through Donaldson Hermitage as that traffic builds out of Wilson County, especially 40 west through the Mount Juliet area, headed on into Hermitage. 24 is also loading up a little bit more volume than last few minutes, westbound 24 out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. Hey, whether you need a new roof, roof repair, roof inspection, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Just check out irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep rolling.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. It's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend.
So how do you celebrate 20 years as a group? You go to the mall, of course. No, really. That's exactly what the Jonas Brothers did Sunday at the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. It was all part of JonasCon 2025. Jersey is where the brothers are all from, so thousands of fans packed the venue. The Joe Bros also announcing their 20th anniversary tour, which also kicks off in New Jersey August 10th. It's definitely a Garden State thing.
These days, I practice a new profession.
And two-time Oscar winner Christoph Waltz joining the cast of Hulu's Only Murders in the Building for Season 5. That's in production now with Steve Martin, Selena Gomez, and Martin Short. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And it's the Wake Up Crew closing out the first hour. And former State Representative John Hood is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for all of the good deeds he continues to do for anyone he can. It's also his birthday today. John Hood's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
And if you know someone who's gone the extra mile and you'd like to nominate them as the Good Neighbor of the Day, text that word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate them, or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Birthdays, same process, same phone number, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays. For anyone celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue to one lucky person coming up on the air around 8 a.m.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
And that's going to do it for the 6 o'clock hour. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. And Brian's got a great another hour coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, right. It's 7 o'clock here on the Big G.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Deportation fight escalates.
The Supreme Court will get involved.
23andMe bankruptcy filing.
The data of 15 million customers potentially at risk.
March Madness reaches the Sweet 16.
The right side of a buzzer beater.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, overnight a plane said to be full of Venezuelans who were here illegally left the U.S. after Venezuela's government agreed to accept them. And as we hear from CBS's Ed O'Keefe, the dispute over other plane loads of migrants sent to El Salvador returns to a Washington courtroom this morning.
Appealing the ruling of federal judge James Boasberg, who questioned the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act to send deportation flights to El Salvador and blocked further use of the law for such expulsions. Attorney General Pam Bondi anticipates the fight will go all the way.
The Supreme Court will get involved. This is an out-of-control judge, a federal judge trying to control our entire foreign policy, and he cannot do it.
And the president's border czar says while they'll abide by court orders, the crackdown on people who they believe are threats to the U.S. will continue.
No, I don't care what that judge thinks. As far as this case, we're going to continue to arrest public safety threats and national security threats.
National Security Advisor Michael Waltz claimed the violent Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua is acting as a proxy of the Venezuelan government.
TDA is acting as a proxy of the Maduro regime. This is how the Alien and Sedition Act applied.
But the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee disputed Waltz's claim.
I haven't seen specific intelligence about whether there's any connection whatsoever between Venezuela and the TDA gang.
According to multiple reports, in an unprecedented move, the Internal Revenue Service is nearing an agreement with Homeland Security to locate undocumented immigrants. Overseas, American and Russian negotiators are holding talks in Saudi Arabia on a partial ceasefire in Ukraine. This comes hours after a round of negotiations between U.S. and Ukrainian delegations. Now to the Middle East, where Hamas says several senior leaders were killed in the latest round of Israeli attacks in Gaza. Here's CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab.
Southern Gaza's largest, still functioning hospital on fire following the Israeli strike. Inside, chaos as dozens of the already sick and wounded suffered injuries and were rushed to safety. Half the staff treating patients here are international medics, including some American doctors. The Israeli military has confirmed it targeted the Nasser hospital in Khan Yunis. It was part of an attempt to kill senior Hamas leader Ismail Barhum, who was receiving treatment there after being wounded in an airstrike days earlier. A Hamas official later confirmed Barhum was assassinated. The group also said another of its top members, Salah al-Bardawil, was killed on Saturday in a separate Israeli strike.
Back here at home, the genetic testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy and the CEO has resigned. CBS's Nancy Chen on what it all means for millions of customers.
The Attorney General of California, where 23andMe is headquartered, urged customers to request their information be purged. He says they should consider invoking their rights and directing the company to delete their data and destroy samples of their genetic material.
Former Utah Congresswoman Mia Love, the first black Republican woman elected to the House, has died at 49. She was undergoing brain cancer treatment. Well, this morning, 16 teams are left standing in the men's college basketball tournament, including all four top seeds. CBS's Dana Jacobson says Sunday's action featured the two-time defending champs and a buzzer beater.
Oh! Maryland on the right side of a buzzer beater!
Derek Queen called game.
Into the Sweet 16!
Maryland's braces-wearing freshman sensation hit the first buzzer beater of the tournament. Elsewhere, the top four teams made statements of their own.
Yes, sir!
The road to San Antonio goes through Duke.
Clayton, got him! A downtown hit!
The Florida Gators denied history for back-to-back champs UConn, their three-peat journey ending with Coach Dan Hurley in tears.
I don't think I'll ever love a team more than how hard they fought for what we were trying to accomplish and for the honor they played with today.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The emergency crews in the Carolinas are again battling wildfires. Some evacuations have been ordered in areas of North Carolina that were hit hard by Hurricane Helene. South Carolina's governor has declared an emergency in response to a growing wildfire in that state. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says he won't resign his post despite pressure from some in the party after he voted to approve a Republican spending bill that avoided a government shutdown. He was on NBC's Meet the Press.
It was a vote of principle. You know, sometimes when you're a leader, you have to do things to avoid a real danger that might come down the curve. And I did it out of pure conviction as to what a leader should do and what the right thing for America and my party was.
Greenland's prime minister accused Washington of interfering in its political affairs with what he called a highly aggressive visit by U.S. officials this week, including Vice President Vance's wife and the president's national security advisor. President Trump has openly coveted the Danish territory. Well, the Vatican came alive yesterday with the return of Pope Francis after a five-week hospital stay. CBS's Chris Livesay.
From the balcony of Rome's Gemelli Hospital, it was a long-awaited hello. A sigh of relief after what became the longest hospital stay in his papacy could very well have ended in goodbye.
A tutti.
Thank you to everyone, the Pope said with a frail voice.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments today in a Louisiana redistricting case. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson says a new congressional map adding a second black majority district was challenged by a dozen voters.
If I had to guess, I think the Supreme Court would likely do what it did 2 years ago and uphold the redrawn maps, which include two majority black districts.
The youngest son of former New York Yankees outfielder Brett Gardner died after becoming ill on a vacation. The family says 14-year-old Miller Gardner died in his sleep. The Yankees said the organization was filled with grief. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it to keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
That's the latest from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kaffin. The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett continues now here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for making us a part of your morning. It's the Wake Up Crew continuing our second hour here from News Radio WGNS. First things first, a check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by our friends at Toots.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees. West-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into tonight, we're looking cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Southwest winds will stay around 5 miles per hour through the overnight. Tuesday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. West-southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 49 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. It's pretty heavy through Hermitage and Donaldson right now with that traffic volume on 40 coming westbound as it continues to build out of Wilson County, Mount Juliet area headed into Hermitage. It's also picking up westbound Vietnam Vets right through Hendersonville all the way up to Conference Drive. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out at princesshotchicken.com. Log on there today. That menu's on there. You can order online. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew. With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Don't go out there, Paul. They've got guns. Don't, Paul. I've got to, Mark. You stay back. Stay with Millie at the general store. But, Paul, I said stay back with Millie.
John, if you played video games, you would love the game Red Dead Redemption. You would love it so much, because it's that. That's the video game.
Actually, I'm doing dialogue from when I was a kid when I would play outside in the backyard, and I was the rifleman.
Mm.
Yeah.
But in this game, you are the rifleman.
I had a fake girlfriend and a son. I was nine, you know. I mean, I was a very dramatic actor.
I can imagine.
Good.
Still are.
But you can't beat my Mike Nelson. I would jump off the bed, and that I would swim on the floor. Then I'd always raise up in the water and stuff. And I'd get, the bed was also my boat.
Oh.
Yeah. So, fun times.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Very imaginative.
It was hard to find air tanks, though.
Mm.
So I made one out of, I'd roll up a poster board.
Mm.
And I'd attach the tanks. And some episodes I had one tank, and the other episodes I had two tanks.
Should have done 2-liter bottles.
Well, they didn't have 2-liter bottles when I was a young son.
Everything was still made of glass and metal back then.
Everything was glass, and it would have been dangerous. Mama wasn't going to let that happen. that would have been a great idea.
Yeah, you could unscrew the top to let out a little air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were the days. I played the rifleman. I was also Mike Nelson, Sea Hunt, and I never played Marshall Dillon. I was never Marshall Dillon. But I was Maverick a few times, and of course Cheyenne Bodie.
Mm.
But I had a special shirt I wore for Cheyenne.
What's the lawyer?
Had little tassels on it, you know.
What's the lawyer show?
Law and Order.
No, the one from when John was a kid.
Sugarfoot.
No.
Matt, he was a lawyer.
Matlock.
No, not Matlock. But
he was a lawyer.
It's the courtroom setting. Edwin Burr.
Raymond Burr, Perry
Raymond
Mason.
Burr, Perry,
Perry
Mason.
Mason. Yeah. Did you ever play Perry Mason?
No, I did not. Mm-hmm. I hated Perry Mason growing up. I just like Westerns. Westerns and Sea Hunt. And I was Superman.
Right.
But I didn't do Superman. I did it when I was really young. I was maybe 5 or 6.
But that game, Red Dead Redemption, you go to the general store and you got to buy ammo and buy your guns. And then you get on your horse and you ride out and do bounties.
See, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just more visual.
Hmm. I was just looking up Wonder Man.
I even wore blue jeans.
Did you?
When I was the rifleman, because he wore blue jeans. They were Huskies.
Did you have spurs?
They were Huskies. You know, Dad used to holler at the middle of JCPenney, "Hey, there's the Husky jeans right here for that big fat boy."
Did you know, I didn't know that Wonder Man was actually a Marvel comic
character. Yeah, I read that the other day.
They're making a movie.
That. Yeah.
That was before my time.
Are you going to be in it? Are you starring as Wonder Man?
He's Wonder Man.
I wonder if he has a bungee cord.
I doubt it.
It's his lasso of truth.
They decided the ratings on the movie said it was too dangerous to have a bungee cord.
Probably.
Hook himself in the
hurt.
Eye.
Yeah.
Can't be showing all these kids about this.
I figured out maybe that's what's wrong with Brian today.
Oh, he's a villain. I didn't realize that. He was a villain of the Avengers.
Hmm. I can imagine Brian, the brain damage he's had for falling off a horse.
Breaking his tailbone.
Bungee cord. Yeah.
I've broken my tailbone twice. One with the horse and another when my cousin Lori pushed me on the corner of my waterbed.
Lori wouldn't do something like that.
Well, we were roughhousing.
She was a girl. Lori's a girl, and she was beating you up.
She was a tomboy, too.
Is that
too.
What you're saying?
No, we were...
Lori, my cousin, my girl cousin, beat me up.
Well, you do know how the corner of a waterbed, how sharp that corner was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We didn't have waterbeds growing up.
I had one. It was fun. You don't see those anymore.
I wonder what happened to them. It's weird.
They're horribly unsanitary.
Oh,
that's what I think I've been reading. Because the water sits still and just stays in there.
Stagnant.
And, yeah, stagnant water. Grows bacteria.
Well, you put things in it to do that, like a pool. But anyway.
Yeah, but you got to still filter
I'm
and
sorry,
change out the water.
We don't know
pool.
Anything because we weren't rich growing up like you were.
Well, the bad thing is if you wanted to rearrange your room, you had to drain it and then fill it back up.
Let me ask you this. How in the world, knowing your father... that you managed to pull off getting a waterbed for your room. How did that happen?
I think it was one of my brother's leftovers or something.
How did he pull it off with your dad? I don't understand.
Well, all of my brothers were older, so maybe I got it from them when they were changing beds or something.
Mm.
But it was a queen, too. Queen size.
Did you kind of float on it? Or
I thought they were pretty comfortable.
They keep enough water in it where it stays pretty... Doesn't it? I mean,
yeah. Kind of felt like a big pillow.
There's like, I watched a thing on this. There's like two stores left in America that sells waterbeds.
I just don't understand why it's not, they're not as more popular than they were popular for one at one time.
Oh, just about everybody had one.
Yeah.
Except for you.
I never had one.
Waterbeds phased out before I existed, so.
A lot of things phased out before you existed.
It's true.
Popular in the 70s, 80s, faded in popularity due to the factor like leaks, maintenance issues, and the rise of more convenient and comfortable mattress options like memory foam and latex.
Oh.
Memory foam will get you.
Yeah.
That would do it. Okay, we're through memory talking. Go ahead and do all
the
things
you
always
do. Yeah, you can do the rest of your things now that we've made this segment interesting.
You've got 1 minute.
I just want to let you know that it is Monday morning. It is March the 24th, episode 1620 of the Wake Up Crew. Spring break just 5 days away. Easter is coming up in 28 days. And how about this little note before our song of the day? The drivers' service centers are opening up on Saturdays, extending their hours. And that includes, looks like Nashville. We'll have one open. Cookeville, Columbia, Clarksville here in Middle Tennessee. Everybody is trying to get that, you know, real ID, that
I know,
star
I've
on their
got to
photo.
Do that. Yeah. Where do you go to get that?
You have to go get your license renewed. Driver's license renewed.
Where? But can you go to the one on Blackman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can go to any of those. So.
You can't fly in a plane.
Right. Or get into federal buildings.
Well, at this point in time, why would you want to fly in a plane or go to a federal building?
All okay. right. So with that, we'll skip our song of the day. Here's sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
Maryland won its second round game in the NCAA men's basketball tournament on a game winner at the buzzer by freshman Derek Queen. A bank shot from the side, 72-71 over Colorado State. The Terps will play one seed Florida in the Sweet 16 Thursday night. The Gators eliminated UConn 77-75. In the East region, wins for one seed Duke and two seed Alabama. The late game went to Arizona, beating Oregon 87-83. Caleb Love scored 29 points. Wins for Kentucky, Ole Miss, and two-seed Michigan State advanced in a close one against New Mexico, eventually 71-63 the final. To the NBA, Miami got 42 points from Andrew Wiggins in a victory against Charlotte. Boston won its fifth in a row. Wins for Cleveland and Denver each on the road. And Oklahoma City won its sixth straight, beating the Clippers in L.A. 103-101. NASCAR win at Homestead, Miami for Kyle Larson.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in that place for 3 years. Everything's positive about the food. There are so many choices. There is a menu that you can pick and choose whatever you want. And people who have come here for a meal with me are really impressed at the selection.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall. And that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
Your good health. In the next 5 minutes, we'll be talking with Kim Hilsman Dunaway with Sunshine Nutrition Center, and she'll be sharing different ideas and thoughts on how you can get healthy. This month, a special focus on women's health and hormones. With more, here's WGNS's Scott Walker.
So we'll continue that conversation today. Kim, where do we leave off last week?
We talked about a lot of different supplements that would help a lot of women who are having a lot of those perimenopausal, menopausal type of struggles, hot flashes, low libido, mood swings, energy issues, a lot of those types of issues. So let's talk about weight, because this is a very, very sensitive topic for a lot of women when they go through menopause and all of a sudden they feel like they can't eat what they used to. Everything makes them fat. And it's very, very frustrating for a lot of women because so much of their self-esteem a lot of times is wrapped up in their looks. I mean, this is just true. And I'm somebody, I work with eating disorder patients a lot. So I deal with this a lot with disordered eating. Even if people don't have an eating disorder, there is a certain number of disordered eating that happens with a lot of women. And it gets worse in this kind of period of life because they are having so much of a struggle losing weight. And a lot of times that is related to estrogen. Estrogen and fat are friends, right? And so the more estrogen that we have, oftentimes the harder it is to lose weight. If we have thyroid problems, obviously that can slow our metabolism down. If we have adrenal problems, that can also be an issue with our weight because our body is secreting too much cortisol instead of the right amount of cortisol that we need. It can also affect our blood sugar, meaning that where people are finding themselves getting more hungry more often than what they were, and that's causing them to eat more as an effect, right? So there's a number of myriad of possibilities that can happen. And what I'm starting to see is a lot of women just sort of reaching for the GLP-1s to sort of take, I don't want to say the easy way out, but to sort of address what is really underlying a hormone issue, right? So first and foremost, you've got to get the hormone levels checked. And if your practitioner will not do it, then I'd certainly recommend finding a practitioner that will take you seriously or taking it into your own hands and doing some bioidentical hormone testing where you can get some kind of an idea of what's going on for the body so they can sort of put you on the right path. And my advice, and it's going to be really, really difficult for people to hear, is that the weight needs to take a backseat. Because if you starve yourself trying to get the weight off, you are basically putting yourself in kind of a malnourished state, which makes it even harder for your body to not only burn fat, but to address all of these other issues that are going on. For us, for a lot of women, weight is the number one priority. The body does not see it that way. If you starve it, it's going to hold on to the fat even longer because it doesn't know if it's, you're going to nourish it or not. So you've got to eat food. You cannot address hormonal imbalances by starvation. And there's a lot of stuff out there. You should do intermittent fasting. You should do low carb. Those are not approaches that are going to help hormones specifically, and sometimes they can make it worse.
as you're talking about all of this, I'm curious because there's a lot of medicines, a lot of shots that are available where people are taking these shots in order to lose weight. But once they start doing that, does that cause a problem in trying to figure out what's going on with the hormones? Does it kind of prevent figuring out what's happening and what's going on?
Yes, 100%. Yes, it does. They never got to the root of the problem, which is the difference between a standard medical model and more of an integrative and functional model is trying to get to the root cause. If I've got somebody who's got just a couple weeks ago, I had a patient who said he drank 2 to 3 12 packs of Dr. Pepper a day.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That is insanity. Yeah. No wonder he's gained weight, right? So he could switch to Diet Dr. Pepper, right? And he's not getting the calories, he's not getting the sugar, but he didn't change his behavior at all. So it would actually be better for him to go to 1 12-pack than the 2 or 3. Because at least at that point, he has changed his behavior, and that can set himself up for making better long-term changes that are going to help him in the long run, right? Same thing for somebody who perceives that they've got a weight problem, but it really is an underlying hormone problem. If you go and starve yourself, if you go and get a shot or what have you to fix the quote-unquote weight problem, but you didn't fix the problem that caused it, you haven't really fixed anything, right? You may have created an additional problem, but you never got to the root. It's the same issue that I have with people who have caffeine addiction. They never got to the root of the problem that was causing them to reach for the caffeine in the first place. You may have a B12 deficiency that could have been fixed with a B12 supplement. You might have a methylation disorder that prevents your body from metabolizing the B12 that could have been fixed with the methylcobalamin supplement. But instead, you have a 4 energy drink a day habit that's wreaking havoc on other parts of your body, all because we didn't address what it would happen in the first place. So yes, we cannot put a Band-Aid on problems. We have to get to the root.
Is there an average age that you're seeing women come to you saying, I've got this symptom, this symptom, this symptom, and they all sound hormone related?
Usually it's going to be mid to late 40s. Some people are lucky and they don't have any problems until they're 50. And some people are unlucky and they start having problems in their late 30s. But for most people, it's going to be somewhere in that 45 to 50 range that they're going to start having some type of symptoms. I see some people freak out a little bit early. You know, they woke up 2 days and they're tired and they think they're going through menopause. I don't think we're there yet. When you start seeing changes in your cycle, that's when we know that something is coming, right? Your cycle started coming every 21 days instead of every 28 days. It started going from to 35-day cycles. When you start seeing that, that is absolutely indicative that hormone changes are happening, and it's time to be proactive and start to do something about it.
Again, Kim Hilsman Dunaway today with us with Sunshine Nutrition Center in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
And today is the hormone class that we're having at the store at 5:30 with me and Melissa. So that'll be really awesome. It's free and open to anybody who wants to join. And then tomorrow, 25% savings on supplements.
And what time's the class today?
It's at 5:30 at the Murfreesboro location.
5:30 tonight.
Follow Sunshine Nutrition Center on Facebook at Sunshine Nutrition.
Sunshine Nutrition Center, with locations in Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change has now donated more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Hi, I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor. And while you've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, that same concept can be applied to long-term investing. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis can really add up. We call this systematic investing, and though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it's a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of enduring it. Give me a call, Lee Colvin, at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All righty, friends, 7:30 Monday, March the 24th, episode 1620 of The Wake Up Crew.
Got a ton of birthdays yesterday. Dr. Tom Woolahan, Tina Hassel, Lori Gregory, Moses Davis, Chris Brock, and Daniel Hossie. Today, John Hood, Christy Schrage, Joshua Heyer, Jennifer Bronson, Cliff Sharp, Aaron Pethke, Lynn Erica, Travis Emore, Jim Demas, and Joan Merriman.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday or anniversary with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/birthdays so we can give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our friends at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
All right, checking on local news, traffic, and weather coming up next here on The Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, we're looking at lots of sunshine with a high near 67 degrees, west-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into tonight, we're looking cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. Southwest winds will stay around 5 miles per hour through the overnight. Tuesday is looking mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees, west-southwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 49 degrees.
Good morning. It's got a little bit heavier in the last few minutes, but it's moving. On 24 westbound, passing Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway, you got all that traffic flowing in right now from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, up through Smyrna and Laverne. As you head towards Davidson County, it's picked up with more volume. Southbound 65 down through Millersville just in the last few minutes. Music City Pro Wrestling presents The Awakening Saturday, April 12th at the Valor Academy Gymnasium, 4531 Nolensville Pike. Get your tickets now. Check out Music City Pro Wrestling on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
In Murfreesboro, the city's Public Works Stormwater Division is making significant strides in infrastructure improvements with the recent acquisition of a Liebherr R936C excavator. The heavy-duty equipment allows city crews to handle large-scale projects that once required private contractors, saving taxpayer dollars and enhancing operational efficiency. Approved by the City Council, the nearly $300,000 investment is already proving beneficial as crews work in the Kingdom Ridge subdivision in West Murfreesboro. They're replacing 730 feet of failed plastic piping with durable 60-inch concrete piping, a project that would have cost $600,000 if outsourced. The Public Works Assistant Director, Tracy Bowne, praised the team's capability and the long-term savings that the new equipment brings. With 14 team members, the Stormwater Division continues to manage essential, yet often unseen systems that protect and sustain Murfreesboro's infrastructure. Meanwhile, Rutherford County has seen a promising decline in vehicle thefts, according to the National Insurance Crime Bureau. Car thefts across the U.S. dropped in 2024, falling below 1 million after a sharp rise beginning in 2020. In Rutherford County, reported thefts decreased from 666 in 2023 to 544 in 2024. However, several vehicle models remain frequent targets, including the Nissan Maxima, Hyundai Elantra, and Hyundai Sonata. The reduction in thefts is partly credited to software upgrades and security efforts by automakers, especially for vulnerable Hyundai and Kia models. Still, officials continue to urge residents to take preventative measures, such as parking in secure areas and keeping valuables hidden. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah!
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone. Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to LowTCenter.com to book your appointment today. That's LowTCenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health. Healthcare.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew at 7:35, and it is time to play the 5-second rule. Explain the rules.
The 5-second rule is an easy game. I will give you a topic, and you will name three of that topic. John, are you ready?
I am ready.
John, I want you to name three animals with stripes.
Zebra. Skunk? No.
Skunk has two stripes. Yeah. That's back.
They have a stripe. That was a good try, John.
That was good.
Oh, shut up.
All right. Are you ready?
Yep.
I want you to name three one-hit wonders.
Ooh.
Tiffany, Debbie Gibson, and Liberace.
Nope.
Okay.
Debbie Gibson had two. Liberace had more than two.
Well, I was trying.
Jeez. John, I want you to name three salad dressings.
Mayo, Miracle Whip, and ranch.
You're putting mayonnaise on a salad?
Well, it's dressing.
I guess.
You said dressing.
I'm not going to ask you this one because I'm just not.
Did I get that one? I think I did.
I think, okay. Yeah.
Well, I dinged the go-kang. That's really mean.
I'm going to skip name three professional soccer teams for you.
When do you do yours?
I don't.
Oh.
I'm the host, John.
Well, you did it last time. I did them.
Name three different cheeses.
Asiago, cheddar, and Colby.
Mozzarella.
Gouda. Monster. All right, John. Name three comedians.
Jerry Seinfeld, George Carlin, Richard Pryor.
Good one. That's good.
Well, mine was a lot harder than three cheeses.
Yeah, well. This one is going to be easy for you.
That means he won't get it.
Because it's right up your alley. I want you to name three breakfast foods.
Sausage, gravy, and eggs.
Wow, boy, those are toughies. Woo, man. I'm surprised you got that in time.
John, here's an easy one for you. Name three different ice cream flavors.
Chocolate, vanilla, and raspberry.
Okay.
Sherbet.
Okay.
All right. Name three felony crimes.
Murder, assault and battery, and theft.
Oh, out of time.
Well.
Oh, out of time.
I was thinking things I wanted to do.
All right, John. Name three ways to lose weight.
Diet, pills, shots. What?
Notice,
is that not true?
Yeah.
No exercise.
No exercise.
But those are the right answers.
I'm 67, man. I'm not doing any exercise.
Pills.
All right. Name three items you
is
might...
Is that not true? Well, just say yes or no. Is that not true?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Name three items you might find in a diaper bag.
Diapers, diaper cream, and a fooler.
Fooler?
Well,
pacifier.
Pacifier.
Yes, I know.
We call them fools.
I can't do without that diaper cream.
Boudreaux's butt cream is what we had.
All right, John.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Name three kitchen utensils.
Fork, knife, spoon.
Wow, in record time.
I mean,
it's great. Ooh.
When are you going to get to the hard ones?
you're ready. I'm just going to decide who gets what. Because this is going to be the bed for both of you. All right. Name three Florida universities.
Oh, that's easy.
FAU, Florida Atlantic, and Miami.
I heard the bead go down to the bottom. I got it. I got it.
Boy, that was really hard.
This one is.
Okay, well, there you go.
John, name three astrological signs.
Pisces, Virgo, and Zeus. No, what do you mean?
Zeus is not an astrological sign.
Do you know that for sure?
I'm almost positive.
I got two of them, though.
It's true. You did a very good job.
You said it was going to be hard.
Okay.
Pisces.
Name
Pisces.
Three.
Pisces.
Name three.
Pisces.
Name three gifts.
Pisces, that's
given,
three.
Hold on. Name three gifts given during the 12 days of Christmas.
There's a geese, a laying. A golden ring.
Too right. late.
John, last
wait, wait
one.
A minute. Let me do it.
Last one, John. Name three items you might find on a convenience store counter.
Cigarettes. lighter fluid.
Pills.
you do find pills in there.
And that's the 5-second rule.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres that doesn't exist anywhere else in this county. And what an opportunity to do something big there. And we as Republic, as part of this long-term 50-year vision, are saying we will pay for and work with the county on building any number of recycling programs.
The answer's here.
We are ready to do something big there.
Middle Point Landfill.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis, our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, wrapping things up here this morning on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Well, download the MyMTE app to track your energy consumption, pay your bill, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free and available on iOS and Android. Want to say good morning to the good neighbor today, and today's good neighbor happens to be Mr. John Hood, former state representative, and nominated for all of his good deeds that he continues to do for anyone that he can. It's also his birthday today, so happy birthday.
He's got a
birthday.
Great family, too.
Yep.
Got a lot of good sons and daughters.
Absolutely. John Hood, the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That is today's good neighbor of the day. You can send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the ways to get them in to us here at the Big G.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
So today's dad joke of the day submitted by Alan Farley. So, you know, today I was struggling to get my wife's attention, so I sat down on the sofa and looked all comfortable. That did the trick.
Replay.
Alan Farley living up to the Daryl Rigsby brand of dad jokes. Daryl Rigsby and Alan Farley are becoming celebrities on this show.
A little bit, yeah.
Alan Swader.
Your jokes are amazing.
Yeah, we've met a lot of people, you know.
What I also think is happening is
we've either helped their career or ruined it. One of the two.
Well, I think somebody has kind of been a little lazy by not, you know.
No, if people want to send them in, I want to represent them in the best way that I can.
I'm sure that's it.
In other words, translation, I don't want to do it anymore.
I don't want to do it anymore.
No, of course not.
They're much easier to do when somebody sends it in, though. Have you noticed?
Well, I mean, all he does is Google them himself, so it's, you know, it's not like he's writing his own.
We don't have to put up with those faces he makes.
It's true.
Do you do anything original on the show?
I do lots of original things. The snack food report.
Oh, do you actually research that, or do you Google that?
Yeah, I research it. Yeah,
I mean, Mr. Google. Okay,
research a bunch of them.
I don't have, ladies and gentlemen, I have no. But in ways of Googling anything, I'm just all, it's all me right here.
You have a card.
I have a card, yeah.
You've done research.
I've done research, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. And you use Google too, I bet.
I use several sources besides Google.
You just pass it off like these are all original jokes and they're not.
No, I don't.
You're a liar, I think. I think he's a liar.
Golly. Well, I hope you'll tune in. Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday.
Are you going to take that off of him?
Tomorrow is Taco Tuesday, so you can see what he lifts from other people who've done all the heavy lifting on the Snack Food Report. What have we learned today?
I learned you're a liar.
Yes, yes.
That's awful. What an awful thing to say.
This is
he's your father.
This is who it comes from, though.
Luke, he is your father. We learned about Cat, a cat that disappeared and came back 7 years.
Yeah.
We talked about Goodwill. Going to Goodwill, and the guy found a painting
found
that was worth $3,000 or so.
Yeah.
Then we got into a little bit of a discussion at the 7 o'clock hour. What were we talking about? It was a good discussion.
We talked for a minute in that opening segment.
7 o'clock, yeah.
It's National Philly Cheesesteak Day. I do remember that.